Pinto Employment Search is an executive recruiting agency specializing in logistics and supply chain jobs. Whether you're a company looking to hire someone or a professional looking for your next opportunity, check out pintoemployment.com for more information. You're listening to Logistics Jobs Weekly. I'm Chris Pinto, and this is my wife, business partner, and intellectual superior, Nancy Pinto.
Hi. Thank you, Chris. We're going to let you know which jobs we're working on right now across the U.S. and Canada. For more information, you can find the full job descriptions and requirements at pintoemployment.com. The best way to be considered for any position is to apply through our secure website. When you submit your resume, we do not automatically send it to our client. We don't do that until after we've had a phone conversation with you.
If you do not match the requirements of a particular position, you can click the big red Submit Resume button on our secure website so we have you in the system to be considered for future opportunities. Also, check back frequently to see if we have something that your experience does match. For employers and hiring managers, we will let you know about some of the exciting candidates we are working with toward the end of the podcast.
Today we'll start in Canada. Richmond, BC, whose main island was named in 1862 after a showgirl named Lulu. We're looking for an ocean import operations coordinator for a freight forwarder. They should have a couple years' experience working in imports for a freight forwarder or NVOCC.
In California, which some claim to be the avocado capital of the world, we are looking for a general manager of a warehouse sortation facility in Stockton. This is with an aviation company, and they want at least 4 years' experience in a similar position. We actually placed the vice president that this role reports to back in 2020, and he loves it there.
In Gardena, we're looking for a branch manager for an NVOCC freight forwarder. The position has an emphasis on business development and knowledge of Trans-Pacific eastbound and westbound trades. The ability to speak Mandarin is a plus. This person will be responsible for managing a small staff, P&L, hiring, firing, all the fun stuff a branch manager does. We also have in Gardena a director of sourcing for a manufacturer. This role is global in scope and manages all aspects of material procurement. You'll need at least 12 years in supply chain or purchasing within the chemical industry.
In Long Beach, we have an ocean carrier who's looking for a sales rep. They require previous sales experience in the industry with the steamship line and may also be open to looking at people with experience selling for an NVOCC freight forwarder.
In Pomona, we're looking for an operations specialist to handle air, ocean, imports, and exports from A to Z. This will be with a freight forwarder. They're looking for someone with CargoWise experience who has done import and export operations, and fluency in Mandarin or Cantonese is a plus.
In Solana Beach, down by San Diego, we're looking for an import logistics manager to be part of a team for a chemical distributor. They're looking for someone with previous experience managing international ocean import shipments into the U.S.
In Hawthorne, a chemical manufacturer and distributor is looking for a global process engineer. They should have 8 to 10 years in process engineering in a manufacturing environment.
Up in Napa Valley, we need a customer service manager for a freight forwarder who has previous experience in operations management for a freight forwarder. Also, strong knowledge of ocean and air exports. We have an opening for a vessel stowage planner with a steamship line in Long Beach. They're looking for a couple years' experience working in vessel stowage or vessel terminal operations.
In Cerritos, we're looking for an ocean import manager for a freight forwarder. We need at least 2 years as an ocean import supervisor or manager for a freight forwarder or NVOCC.
In Torrance, we're looking for a warehouse manager. It's with a freight forwarder NVOCC with a 250,000 square foot facility and a staff of around 50. And they're basically looking for somebody who has previously managed a warehouse of this size.
Also in warehousing, we're looking for a routing clerk based in Torrance, looking for previous experience in warehousing, routing, and fulfillment.
We have two ocean import operations positions open, one in Cerritos and one in City of Industry, both with freight forwarders, and they're looking for a couple years' experience working in ocean import for a freight forwarder in VOCC.
A well-established NVOCC is looking for an export operations coordinator in Long Beach. They're looking for a couple of years' experience doing export operations in a freight forwarder or NVOCC environment.
We have many opportunities for a freight forwarding NVOCC sales rep with a stable work history and solid track record with a book of business they can approach and work on transitioning over. The location, Long Beach, Los Angeles, anywhere in Southern California, and the entire country for that matter. We have clients all across the country looking for this type of talent.
Now we're going to go across the country to Georgia, home of Stone Mountain, one of the largest single masses of exposed granite in the world. In College Park, we're looking for a freight forwarding ocean import operations coordinator. They'll need a couple of years' experience working in ocean import operations with a forwarder or NVO.
In Powder Springs, we have a logistics company who's looking for a sales-focused operations manager who can acquire and maintain new business in air, ocean, and value-added services. They need a minimum of 3 years working for a licensed ocean freight forwarder, OTI, NVOCC, who is willing and able to meet the requirements to be the ocean transport intermediary qualifying individual. So in short, they're looking for a QI for their NVOCC license.
Chris, why don't you continue and take us to the Midwest?
Okie dokie. Next, we go to Illinois, whose state snack food is popcorn. In the Chicago Midwest region, we're looking for a domestic sales rep with proven success selling truckload and many contacts in the industry they can call on and hopefully bring over. This is with a successful and growing logistics company, and they're looking for 3+ years in freight forwarding, logistics, transportation sales.
Also in the Chicago Midwest region, we're looking for an experienced LCL sales rep with clients they can call on for opportunities to do business. This would be with a well-established neutral NVOCC consolidator, and they're looking for someone with previous success selling LCL transportation services. Now to Maryland, home of the first successful manned balloon launch in the United States in 1784. In Elk Ridge, a freight forwarder is looking for an air and ocean export operations specialist. They're looking for 5 years minimum of experience handling ocean and air export shipments.
Now going up to Massachusetts, where volleyball was invented in 1895, we have an opening for a logistics coordinator in East Walpole. This is with a rapidly expanding supplier, and they need at least 2 years' experience in logistics supply chain transportation.
And in New Jersey, whose official state fish is the brook trout, we have a client who's looking for a sales executive based inside the office in East Rutherford. It's not a support position, it's a full-on sales role. They would like someone with some history of working in freight forwarding, and they're willing to train the right person.
We're looking for a plant manager in Edison. This is with a chemical manufacturer, and they're looking for 10 years in plant management, preferably with chemicals.
Up in Hoboken, we're looking for an accountant for a freight forwarder. They need someone with a couple of years in general accounting, AR, AP, bookkeeping, reconciliations, and knowledge of the logistics and transportation industry will be a big help.
We are looking for two customs entry writers, one in Hoboken and one in New Providence. Both companies are customs house brokers, and they're looking for 2 to 5 years with brokerage experience.
In North Brunswick, we're working with a chemical manufacturer who's looking for a continuous improvement black belt. This is great for someone with a manufacturing and engineering background who loves to tackle improvement projects. They're looking for 8 to 10 years of experience successfully implementing Lean Six Sigma and other manufacturing principles.
We have an opening for a quality assurance specialist in Somerset, with a manufacturer specializing in ingredients for food, personal effects, and so on. They need 5 years' experience in quality assurance, And they're basically looking for someone who can make sure the products are up to company and regulatory standards like the FDA. Moving on to New York, where the writer of The Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, was born in the town of Chittenango, which has yellow brick sidewalks in his honor. We have an opening for an ocean import operations coordinator in Jamaica, Queens. This is with a freight forwarder, and they're looking for a couple years' experience working in ocean import for a freight forwarder and VOCC.
That was really cool about The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Nice fact. In New Rochelle, we're looking for a plant manager for a manufacturing company, and they're looking for someone with 2+ years managerial experience in a production and service facility.
In Inwood, we have an opening for an air export operations coordinator. This is with a freight forwarder, and they want previous experience working in air export for a freight forwarder.
And down to North Carolina, the birthplace of the Krispy Kreme donut, we're looking for a domestic sales rep based out of Charlotte or Raleigh who has a stable work history and a solid track record in truckload sales with a book of business they can call on and hopefully bring over. The company is a successful, well-established, and growing logistics company.
Which brings us to Virginia, home of the world's only oyster and maritime museum. We're looking for an import-export operations coordinator in Alexandria. The company is a forwarder with a concentration on personal effects and relocation. They want previous experience handling international operations.
For more information and full descriptions for all of the above positions, please go to pintoemployment.com, where you can safely and securely apply to any job for which you meet the requirements.
We are always getting great candidates across the country that we don't have current job openings for. We would also like to tell the employers and hiring managers about some of the candidates we are working with. In Southern California, we have a lot of really good warehouse managers. We had recently done a search and attracted a lot of talent, but there was only one position to be filled. So if you're looking for good warehouse people, let us know.
We're also working with a customer service operations manager in JFK. And this is a very well-rounded individual who is equally comfortable with air import, ocean import, air export, and ocean export, A through Z. As well, we're working with a high-level CFO experienced in multiple industries, including logistics. This person is skilled in setting strategy for billion-dollar global companies. They're currently residing in New Jersey and open to relo anywhere in the U.S.
If your organization is interested in any of these candidates, please let us know. And if you have a particular need for a talented individual, please also reach out to us, as we are getting new candidates all the time and we don't necessarily have a role that they fit.
Our website and contact info will be in the show notes of every podcast episode. So please feel free to share with anyone you know and reach out with comments, questions, or just to say hello. Thank you for listening to the Job Search SOS podcast. Please visit pintoemployment.com and feel free to reach out to us. See you next time.